Police departments across Oklahoma are trying to better serve people with special needs. As KGOU's Storm Jones reports, one police department is starting a voluntary registry to try to improve interactions between those with special needs and police officers.
Corey and Tracy Sutton wake up their twin 15-year-old daughters.
Are you awake yet? Are you still sleepy?
Still sleepy.
Yeah.
Brooke and Alex have Phelan-McDermid syndrome, a genetic condition caused by a missing or compressed section of the 22nd chromosome.
Both of them are going to be in eighth grade. They're in separate classes because they actually will feed off each other if they're together. So it's not a good thing for the teachers, really.
Corey says his daughter Alex loves stuffed animals, especially dogs.
Are these your dogs?
Uh-huh.
That one's what?
Andy.
Andy? Do you have a favorite dog?
It's named Mac.
Let me just say this about Brooke. Brooke is Brooke. She is her own little individual thing. She loves to just talk and talk and talk about all kinds of stuff that make no sense to anybody but her, which is fine.
Corey says it can be tough to go out in public as a family because sometimes people don't understand why the girls act out.
Brooke has been known to, if she gets in a situation that she doesn't like, she's known to actually cause chaos to get out of that situation.
Corey has worked in law enforcement for 20 years. He says officers want to serve people with special needs well, but they don't always know how.
I'm a parent, right, obviously. If an officer arrives on scene, doesn't know anything about my kids, and they have to lay hands on, obviously as a parent I'm going to be upset about that. But at the same time, I also am going to know that they're not meaning or they're not intending to go in there and do any harm. They're just trying to control the situation.
Officer Sutton teaches classes to improve interactions between police and people with special needs, including those with autism, through the Council on Law Enforcement Education and Training, or CLEET. His daughters aren't on the autism spectrum, but a close friend's child is. The boy had what Sutton called three bad run-ins with law enforcement at a young age.
I wasn't comfortable letting my career, my profession, you know, keep going down this path.
Officer Sutton is helping the Blanchard Police Department with an autism training session. The department is implementing a new special needs registry for parents and caregivers to list what might trigger the person with special needs, what they respond well to, and places they like to visit. The department's dispatch supervisor is Deanna Mason, and she came up with the idea of the registry. Her granddaughter is on the autism spectrum and has wandered away from her family before.
Someone had information about how to approach her because she would have ran. You know, luckily we were the ones that found her, but if she would have ran from an officer, you know, they put themselves in danger when they run.
Nearly half of people with autism will wander from their school or home, according to the National Autism Association. Mason says the list can also help de-escalate situations between law enforcement and people with special needs. Barbara Doyle is a consultant for schools and individuals with special needs. She's written books about autism and the legal system. She says untrained police can mistake some features of autism for guilty behavior.
For example, if a person on the autism spectrum doesn't make eye contact, sometimes a law enforcement professional who is not trained might think that that means they have guilty knowledge or that they're avoiding looking at the police person for another reason.
Doyle says movies and video games can influence how a person with special needs thinks they should respond to law enforcement.
When was the last time you saw a movie where when the police officer said, "Stop, come here," that the person in the movie actually stopped and came over to the policeman?
Doyle says she likes the idea of an autism registry and thinks one should be implemented across the country. She says information on a person's special needs and a picture can be invaluable to first responders when emergencies occur.
They do their best job when they have the most information. And so most parents I have worked with over the decades are totally willing to provide this information about their son or daughter with autism or other special differences.
Officer Corey Sutton says the special needs registry can help officers immediately when a call comes in. But he says ultimately responding to these situations relies heavily on officer training.
I tell officers that just because, you know, we try this on Johnny today, it won't necessarily work on Billy. Not only that, but it may not work on Johnny tomorrow.
He says nothing is one size fits all for people with autism. Each person is 100% different. For KGOU, I'm Storm Jones.